We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
Lauren, one of your rival candidates, City Council President Mike Solomon, has about three times as much campaign money as the next best-funded candidate. He also has a lot of support from other elected officials in Providence. What is your strategy for overcoming those advantages that Solomon enjoys?
Well, you know, in the first 5 weeks of our campaign, we raised over $95,000. We're on a great trajectory. We're keeping that momentum going, and we will very much be in the game.
There are a number of candidates running. Solomon is the president of the city council right now. He's been on the council for a while. What makes you better qualified than someone like Mike Solomon, who's been a part of city government for some years?
So I think when we think about the city of Providence and its future, we need to think differently about how to enable the city to thrive. And I think doing what we've done in the past is not necessarily going to get us to where we want to be in the future. We've got many, many issues, many opportunities, and I would bring a fresh perspective and creativity, partnership and perseverance and problem solving to that challenge.
Let's go to Scott.
You've never served an elected office. Why do you think the voters should take a leap of faith on you? And you think, I guess, that being mayor is an entry-level job?
You know, I've got a long history in this community, 20 years of service in a number of different ways. I've had a very successful private sector career. I've been a servant in this community, in the nonprofit sector, helping that sector be more and more effective in the community, and have taken significant leadership roles in the public sector as well. And so, once again, I think that the city needs a mayor who is committed to this job and focused on this job for the long haul, and a perspective that includes partnership and problem solving and perseverance.
One of the perennial issues in a Providence mayoral campaign is always the role of nonprofits in Providence's future. Are the colleges and universities, the Browns, the PCs, the Rhode Island hospitals, are they contributing enough in cash, not in services, but in cold cash, payments in lieu of taxes, to really help move the city forward?
I think we have the opportunity to bring many, many of the nonprofits in our community into a larger role in the city.
But are they giving enough cash?
I think what they have to believe is that their investments in the city are investments that are worthwhile and that are going to make a difference. And I think we have to be able to prove to them that their investment and their partnership will make that difference.
We're in early February, and Providence this week recorded its third homicide of the year. I'm curious, if you're elected mayor, would you keep Hugh Clements as police chief and Stephen Parry as public safety commissioner?
I've come to know the both of them, and I think they're both professionals who know their job, are working very hard, and are, frankly, are very creative and well-respected leaders in our public safety a team. So I fully expect that I would want to have them as part of my team, and I hope they would accept that.
How would you rate a Mayor Tavares's job that he's done as mayor in 3.5 years or so? He took over, he had a large deficit, as you know, and he's tried to work with that. What are his strengths and weaknesses, and what do you think is the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Tavares administration?
Well, you know, I voted for Mayor Tavares, and I worked very hard to get him elected, and I'm a big believer in his skill and ability. But I also believe that much of the opportunity and the issues that need to be dealt with in the city are still on the table. And so, you know, he got a good start on several things, but I think then the lens changed through which he was thinking about the issues in Providence. And I think one of the most important things for all of us to think about is having a mayor who's committed to working in the city and committed to the issues of the people of Providence. I promise that I will not seek or accept any other position while I'm in this job.
It seems like the fortunes of Providence really wax and wane with the national economy. And if you get away from the east side, there are really wide swaths of poverty in the city. What would you do to put Providence's economy on a better footing?
We have to focus on creating opportunity for many, many more people. And I think that means looking at the parts of the city where people are quite talented, quite able, quite willing to work hard, but need a little bit of a hand up. And I think that's part of a comprehensive economic growth strategy that will get us from where we are to where we need to be.
We're talking here with Providence mayoral candidate Lauren Adrian, and our next question from Scott McKay.
Now, that's nice rhetoric, Lauren, but specifically, what do you do to jumpstart the economy, to encourage entrepreneurs and to try to get a lot of people who don't have great skills into the workforce?
So not everybody is going to be able to step up and make something happen. But if we have resources in the center of the city and scattered throughout the city that enable people who are willing to work hard and have skills and abilities, we can help a lot of people thrive.
Schools are another big challenge in Providence. What is your vision for how you would improve public schools in Providence?
So I think that we need to, I think we all accept that education is the gateway to opportunity. No argument there whatsoever. I think what we need to do is look at the early childhood health and early childhood education and the intersection of those two things. And I believe that we need a system that is consistently expecting high performance on the part of our students, our teachers, the system, and the community in general. This is an issue that we all have to be involved in.
There's been a little controversy lately about moving the state probation office downtown to Fountain Street. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I have great admiration for people who are trying to turn their lives around. And the folks that are coming to that, would be coming to that center, are folks that are working hard to turn their lives around. I want them to feel welcome in this community. I don't want them to feel that the community abhors them. So having this location here is perfectly fine with me.
You were associated in the past with the Republican Party, and now you're running as a Democrat. So is this a matter of practical politics, or did you rethink your political philosophy along the line?
You know, my values are Democratic values. When I think of the things that are important to this community and the things that I've worked on over the course of the last 20 years in this community, what you see is Democratic values all over what I've done. So I have—
What are those values specifically?
Well, the values of opportunity for everyone— the value of caring for one another, the value of seeing the best in each other. That is so evident in everything I've done over the course of 20 years, and I believe those are the Democratic values that I admire.
You know, it looks like we've got this big empty building downtown that everybody talks about, the so-called Superman building, the old Industrial National Bank. So far, nobody's been able to, everybody's had a lot of rhetoric, but nobody's had a real good idea of how we fill that with people somehow and how we make it economically viable. What would you do?
So I don't think it's the city's responsibility to make something happen there, but the city should provide leadership in encouraging developers to imagine what might be in that space. It's also important to understand that until a developer sees consistent, focused economic strategies for the city, they're not necessarily going to see opportunity in that building. So I think the leadership from the mayor's office can be in providing the reliability and a responsible leadership that developers would see as an indicator that we can do something with this building that can work for the community and work for the developer.
On a related note, we hear the downtown occupancy rate is about 95%. What would you do to encourage the development of more residential units downtown?
You know, it's a key factor in our overall economy being able to grow. In order for students who graduate from RISD and Brown to stay here and create things, they have to have access to affordable housing. There's, a good amount of creative work going on in establishing new, smaller, micro apartments that are affordable. And we also have to have affordable housing for a wide range of folks throughout the city.
You know, I look at Roger Williams Park, and I think there is a beautiful park from the city, beautiful movement, actually, back in the 19th century, and yet it's just been ignored. The ponds are polluted. There's kind of grime down there, and it's in a very tough neighborhood. It's a beautiful, over 400-acre park. What can we do as a city, if you were mayor, to try to bring that back?
So I believe that parks are an important part in our community and an important part in all of our lives. I do believe that with creative leadership, we can get more people involved in participating in the resurgence of parks and the care of our parks.
Creative leadership, that sounds very overly broad. Can you give us a little more?
You know, there's a lot of wealth in this town. And there's a lot of wealth in this town that's looking for inspiration and looking for ways to participate in the community that can improve the community. But they need to be shown the way.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And Providence mayoral candidate, Lauren Adrian.
Thank you very much.